This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Clarabelle Wheeler joins us live in studio, a landowner in the Pantops area. And Clarabelle, your ears must have been burning the other day because we were talking about you on Tuesday when Brian Wheeler was in from Charlottesville Tomorrow for our Tuesday growth and development discussion. And he happened to mention that at the recent vote of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, your land was, the designation of your land was changed at the last minute against the recommendation of the Planning Commission from development to rural. And so, and there's a long history to this conversation for those who are just joining us. Yet again, the latest chapter in your name and your land being used as something of a political football in our county government. When did you hear about this latest development?
Well, Coy, thank you for letting me be here. I would accept with great pleasure your kind invitation, because the more we can educate people about what's going on in our county, the better our county will be. I was sitting at home tidying up some notes for a presentation I was giving at church last night. Wednesday night service is a tradition in many churches in this community.
Sure, sure.
And a friend called to say, golly day, do you know what happened yesterday or what happened Monday night? I heard this on Coy Barefoot's show. And the person explained that you and Brian had been talking about this and that indeed the County Board of Supervisors had voted to change the designation on my property. I didn't know anything about it until then. And as we say, by the grace of the Lord, I was going to church. So I called into your program to say, I'm listening, and you invited me to come on the air.
Right.
So I called back, and I was very grateful that I could have a few minutes to go to church, calm down, get right, and have an overnight sleep before I said something that I could not say in public.
Well, you are in public now, so go ahead and say away.
Well, apparently, this story, in a nutshell, started a year or more ago when there was a conversation with a member of the Board of Supervisors, and I honestly think that there was a misunderstanding of what was said, which is why you don't do land deals and change designations in a phone conversation. People hear the wrong thing. They don't know what's going on. You do it in writing. So Ken Boyd and I came to an understanding. Ken actually took me to a small group of the Planning Commission, explained that no, I did not want to change my designation on this property. I wanted to leave it high density. The members there said, yes, if you don't accept this change, you may never be able to change it again, and you will have to give it a written explanation of why you want to change it. I said, yes, I understand that. Thank you. They said, good, go to the Maine Planning Commission and present your case. So I went to the Maine Planning Commission.
This all in preparation for the finalizing the master plan for the Pantops area.
Well, I'm not sure that it had to do with the Pantops master plan or with master plan for other parts of the county.
Okay.
But I went to the Planning Commission, explained that I did not want to change the designation on my 78 acres, that I wanted to leave it high density. They said, if you do this now, you understand that we may not change it if you come to us with a pleading later on to put it in rural. I said, yes, I understand that. They said, fine, go. Have a nice day. We will not bother your land. I said, thank you very much. Took my seat. Didn't think any more about it. Several months later, I was at a Board of Supervisors meeting discussing the Pantops master plan, but not thinking that my land was part of the discussion because the topic of discussion was something else to do with Pantops.
And you had made it very clear up to that point that you wanted your land left alone.
Vividly clear.
Yeah.
And the first thing on the agenda was my property and that it was going to be downzoned and taken from high density and put into rural. Of course, I jumped up. What are we doing here? We've already discussed this. No, this is not what I want. And was questioned by members of the Board of Supervisors, and I said, no, I unequivocally do not want to change it. They said, you realize that if you don't put it in rural now, you may never be able to put it in rural. You will have to make a pleading written request to the Board of Supervisors, to the Planning Commission, to change it. I said, yes, I understand this. If circumstances change in the future, I'll come back. But right now, I do not want to change it, and I see nothing in the foreseeable future to make me want to change it.
The third, that's the third
this is
time.
The
that you had communicated your wishes for your land to the local government face-to-face.
Correct. So, once again, I thought, we've taken care of this. We've settled it. End of story. And I have been at multiple Board of Supervisors meetings over the last 3 years. I don't know how many. Multiple times when we have been discussing various ordinances that the County Board of Supervisors has wanted to pass, including the ones that they finally voted on February the 6th. I was at that meeting. Didn't think my land would be in discussion for anything.
So you had been led to believe that when the Pantops Master Plan, when it's all done and they put a little bow on it and tie it up and it's done, your land on that plan would be high density development.
Correct. That was what I had been told by the Planning Commission. That's what I'd been told by the Board of Supervisors in a public meeting, both of those in public meetings. So I had no reason to doubt it. And then I heard about your broadcast, did some investigating, and found out that, lo and behold, at the very end of the meeting, Monday night, without any notification to me.
You never got a letter? You never got a phone call? An email? Somebody stop you on the street? Nobody said, hey, they're going to change it.
My father would have had a very clever and colorful response to you, but I will suffice it to say, I received no notification, written or verbal.
They changed it at the last minute when they approved the master plan.
It was apparently something that was voted on at the very, very, very end of the meeting. I wasn't there, so I don't know what the discussion was. I did call the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission yesterday and asked for copies of the minutes, but they were not ready.
Yeah. And, of course, one response might be, I don't want to speak for anybody, and we want to give an opportunity for somebody who had a vote in this to come on this program and explain their motivation. But one response might be, well, we didn't change the zoning. We just changed the master plan, which isn't technically zoning. But if somebody comes to them and says, hey, I want to develop this land, the staff goes and looks at the master plan and says, I'm sorry, you can't. In the master plan, it's designated rural. So we can't give you zoning for high density.
That's absolutely correct.
So does it not change the value of your land, this decision, this last-minute decision unbeknownst to you with no notification?
It does change the value of my land. Let me hasten to say, this is not about money. This is about principle. This is about the County Board of Supervisors following the law as well as in spirit and in letter. If they're going to change, and this has been discussed, I have discussed it, that if they're going to change a land designation, they have to give notice to the landowner that this is going to be discussed and voted on. Unequivocally, they have to do that.
Yeah, I find it a bit chilling that they don't even tell you. And this has happened many times for you in particular, that they're not, that, you know, hey, we're going to be discussing you and your land at this public meeting, and we make decisions that will affect what you can do with your land. Very, very interesting.
It's very interesting because this particular piece of land, as you point out, has been discussed multiple times in multiple venues by the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors, not just the present board, but the prior board. It is, there has been no doubt about the landowners, my feelings about what is to be done with this property. I am a good steward of the land. My family was a good steward. The people who owned it before my family were good stewards. We take care of our property, as do most landowners in this county. It is to our financial as well as emotional benefit to be good stewards, to take care of our land. That's what we do. So it's not up to the County Board of Supervisors to tell us what we can and we cannot do with our land, particularly without giving notice on this particular issue. This is a matter of private rights. This is a matter of property rights. As I was sitting in my room last night thinking, most people, a lot of people in Albemarle have Bibles on their bedside tables. They read the Bible before they go to bed. They read it in the morning. They take solace. They use it to learn. I'm wondering if maybe they're members of the Board of Supervisors who have a copy of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto on their bedside table. I would suggest they change their late night reading.
My guest is Clarabelle Wheeler. She and her family have been longtime landowners in Albemarle County in the Pantops area. Your land has been something of a political football back to when we were talking last year about Wendell Wood wanted to change the designation of some of his land from rural to development up 29. And Ken Boyd had said, well, that'll work out. We'll just move Clarabelle Wheeler's land from development to rural to sort of keep that balance, as it were. And you went to him then and said, no, you're confused. Leave my land alone. Don't pull me into this mess.
That's correct. I did. And I specifically asked the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors. Their answer is that in the master plan, you have to have the same numbers of acres in development, high density acreage, from the beginning to the end. The master plan has been done, and the numbers of acres in high density development will stay the same. The numbers of acres in rural designation will stay the same. You can play within there and change algebraically, meaning you take 5 acres out of one and put it into the other.
Right.
Take 5 out of one, put it in the other.
Maintain the balance.
But you have to maintain roughly the same numbers of acres. And I understand that concept.
And your land has been the sort of this X factor to maintain a balance among in some master plans. Against your wishes, if I hear you correctly, against your wishes.
Absolutely against my wishes. I will admit and I will conclude that there was a misunderstanding when my property first was under consideration. Again, because it was a telephone conversation, and who knows, particularly if you're talking on a cell phone, you may have heard, you may have misunderstood, you may have just heard what you wanted to hear, who knows. But once the face-to-face, we're sitting in the same room, we're talking in a public forum, I can't understand why my particular piece of property should be a negotiable property, particularly without my notice.
Yeah, as opposed to somebody else's. I mean,
there's a lot of land in this county.
Yeah, we haven't heard anybody else that they're saying, hey, well, why don't we just change their land, back and forth and in the master plan. They keep coming back to yours.
Well, we haven't heard about it, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened, and that doesn't mean that it couldn't happen. If the County Board of Supervisors would be so brazen as to change the designation on a piece of land that has been before them on more than one occasion, with the property owner voicing very strong opinion not to change the designation, what is to keep them from doing the same thing to some person that hasn't been before the board, and they go down to do something with their land, and suddenly their designation has been changed without their knowledge? If someone had not called me about your show on Tuesday, if you had not been talking about this issue on Tuesday, right now I would have no idea of what's going on. So if somebody else's property has not been discussed in a public forum, such as your radio show, who's to say it hasn't been done to other people? The people of Albemarle need to be educated that this could happen to you. You need to pay attention. We all need to learn. We all need to be educated. We all need to keep abreast of what's going on. If that means, certain numbers of us have to go to every Board of Supervisors meeting, then I guess you have to go to every Board of Supervisors meeting.
And just a point of clarification, Ken Boyd, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, to my knowledge, was the one person who voted against this master plan for that reason, which is interesting because he was the one that originally proposed the idea of changing her land last year.
That's correct. And I think in Ken's defense, I think he thought he was doing the right thing before. I think he thought he was doing what was supposed to be done. But after I explained to him that it was not, he absolutely has been supportive of keeping my land in the designation that it's always been.
Right, right.
So, yes, he supported me.
So what's the next step then? Everybody listening is wondering, so what do you do now?
Well, I think it was interesting that I did listen to part of your show yesterday, and you suggested that I call the Rutherford Institute. I did that this morning. I have called the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission to get minutes and clarification. And there is a group called Forever Albemarle that is very much involved in everyone's private property rights throughout the county. And I would encourage people to go to www.foreveralbemarle.com.
Clarabelle Wheeler, a landowner in Albemarle County, very interesting. And thank you for coming in on short notice. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm sure this isn't the last we've heard of this. I'm certain of other folks, I know for a fact other folks are working on stories in the media about this very issue. And we wish you luck and stay in touch.
Thank you very much, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.